station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer.
Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer.
We know how you longingly look in your wife's closet when she's away at her mother's, wondering to yourself how a slinky silk cocktail dress would feel against your manly skin.
Sometimes you just want to feel pretty.
You killed two birds with one stone, Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer, creating a party costume and satisfying your deepest desires.
You sure have the legs for it.
Control top pantyhose sure does the trick.
No.
So this Halloween, when you see Ed from shipping in a wig, makeup, and a sequined evening gown, make sure to catcall and compliment Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer, a real American hero.
Mr. Cross-Dressing Halloween Costume Wearer.
All those shoes are to die for. Do they come in a size 13?
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Sherry in the morning. To join the show, dial 323-203-0815 and get in on the fun. And now, here's your morning show hosts, Sam and Sherry.
And like good kids, we're here right on time this morning.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 20th. And,
yes.
Well, good morning, sunshine, to you as well.
Thank you. I'm in a huggy mood today.
Are you really?
Yes, I realized this morning everybody needs hugs.
Really?
Yeah, we don't hug
Did
enough.
You hug anybody at Starbucks this morning?
No, I should have, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he gave me my drink cheaper today.
Oh, wow.
I
How
think
is
I
that?
Manifested it. I don't know. I got charged $5 instead of $7 today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, four shots is a lot of coffee.
Well, it's five today.
Five today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I knew I wouldn't have my coffee machine today.
Not yet.
So I had to, like, you know, think ahead and plan for the whole show.
Yeah. Well, you've got a campaign for that. It's not going to come to you that easily.
What kind of campaigning do I have to do?
I don't know. Somebody put pressure on me to buy the machine.
I'm calling your wife up.
I'm not buying anything. Forget about it. I'll buy you a friggin' Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here cleaning the machine every day.
You and this cleaning, that's what it's about, isn't it?
It is.
So if I say I clean it, you might think about it?
Yeah, why not?
Cleaning's my worst chore.
Really?
Well, I mean, dishes, not funny cleaning. I don't clean.
You don't clean, okay.
No, so I don't do dishes.
You're not getting an
I'll clean a toilet here. I mean, I do toilets over dishes.
Yeah.
I hate dishes for some reason.
Okay, well, that's not a dish, okay?
It's just okay, well, what happens if we only have it for this show, and then I take it home and I put it in my dishwasher every night?
Okay. Sounds good.
But that means no one else gets it. That's kind of rude, right? But they don't have
Did
to know about it.
You see yourself walking with his espresso machine.
I know, just because I don't want to clean it. And where would I clean it here?
In the bathrooms, I guess.
That's what I want to do. I want to hang out with someone in the bathroom while I'm cleaning a coffee machine.
Okay, well, everything has its price. I sure ain't fucking cleaning it.
I thought just having my company every morning gets me an espresso machine. But anyway, good morning.
Yeah. You're becoming high maintenance quickly.
I'm telling you, once you started putting that water down for me, it's all over with.
It is. I know. I sort of felt I had to do it, you know?
You don't have to do anything. No, you don't. Okay. You do what you want to do.
Uh-huh.
Just hopefully you want to.
Yeah. Eventually you'll train me to want to.
Well, you're being trained really well already.
Yeah.
Like you're a good learner.
Yeah.
Quick learner.
Talking about training, I can't forget this. I don't know if you got a chance to see the video I posted this morning on Facebook.
No.
Well, it's not my video. I mean, I found it on someone else's, and I put and I used the share thing.
Uh-huh.
So it puts it on your profile.
You used the sharing with Sherry?
No, actually no.
Every time I hit share, when I hit it, sorry, I always go with Sherry in my head.
I know, with me too. It didn't occur to me because the subject matter is pretty strong stuff. They're showing you this older woman, okay, walking. dressed conservatively and stuff, you know, kind of stocky woman. And then they show you this dog, this lab, right? He sees her, he jumps on her, and he knocks her down to the floor, to the ground, and starts humping her. And humping her seriously. I mean, she's trying to get away, and he won't let her. Finally, she's like on her hands and knees.
Like doggy style?
Yeah. And he's doing her from behind. And this is like in the middle of the street.
Wait.
You have to understand
wait.
That.
I need to like look this up right now. Wait a second.
Yeah, bring it up on Facebook there. It's on my page.
Wait. She's on her hands and knees?
She ended up on her hands and knees. I mean, he knocked her over, so she's like turning back and forth and stuff, trying to get up, you know?
And this is true? This is real?
This is real. I mean, you'll see it right there.
Okay. Oh my God!
Everybody, go
first
to
all,
my page.
First of
Facebook.
All, I have to tell you, I don't know where you were going with this at first. I thought you were gonna start talking about like how some dog ripped apart a woman, and I was just like, "Wow, great way to start a morning!"
Yeah.
Like,
no,
thank God you went the sex route on that one.
That's a little too morbid. But
yeah,
no.
Well, I never know.
I mean,
know
this
with you.
One, it's like you look at it, you don't know if to laugh or what. I mean, it's extremely funny.
So did you laugh?
I laughed, yeah.
Okay, good.
I laughed. But then I thought about it, and I put the headline on it saying, dog rapes woman. You know? I mean, that's what it looks like, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
She's
being that's
like an
you.
Attempted rape by a dog. And I think he finishes at the end.
No,
he just, like,
he stands, no, he doesn't.
He stands on the side and just kind of happy.
Smokes a cigarette. Where are you? You're not in my what do you call them?
What?
How do you change that? Like where you want people like on your news feed like constantly?
Oh, in the privacy thing, I think.
Oh, I don't know, but every time I put your name in, it shows like you're not my friend.
Really?
Do you delete me every day?
How can that be?
I don't know. And then I have to like go back to like a prior comment that you left me to like to find you.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Yeah, but you're on my
so
friend list.
So if you put up like
in the search,
Sam in the search, it doesn't come up?
Well, I don't write Sam in the search.
Why? Try it and see.
No, I do. I just there. See, okay, you're there. You're there sometimes, and sometimes you're not.
Okay.
Oh, it's because I always spell your last name with an A before the
what,
N.
What, like Assen?
Uh huh.
Oh, like Ass.
Okay. No wonder. Okay. First of all, there's Israeli lettering right there.
Yeah. I know, because I saw it on an Israeli site.
Okay. So good. So am I supposed to watch this right now?
I don't know if you want to.
Well, I mean,
everybody watch it with us.
Okay. Everybody press play right now.
I want
now.
You to describe what you're seeing. That's what I want.
Oh okay. My. Okay, so first, like when it before, like when it's just on pause, it looks like a dog's laying and it's like little bed, uh-huh. And then I just notice there's a woman underneath.
Okay, so that play it.
Okay, does it have noise? I mean, sound?
Sound, it probably does.
Cute little lab, blonde little lab, woman walking through her kitchen.
Is that a kitchen? You don't think it's
outside?
Oh, no, outside?
It's outside.
Well, now it's outside, right?
Oh, my God, I did. Sorry, okay. Oh, my God.
She's screaming, huh?
Oh, my.
No, this is a dog knocking over old lady.
Like an old lady, like an old, like, you know, kind of portly lady.
Yeah.
And she's dying laughing, but he knocked her over and his paw was like between her legs first.
Really?
Too,
is she laughing?
Yeah, she's laughing.
Because I didn't listen to the audio, so I guess
well,
it's
at least
not
the woman behind
thing.
Her is laughing.
Yeah.
But he's really doing her doggy style.
Yeah.
Like she's getting doggy style by a dog.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Yeah, go to Sam's page. That's actually really amusing. Maybe I'll share that on my page now.
Yeah. But didn't it look like the dog was satisfied in the end?
No, not... Well, oh, no, I didn't think so. I think it wanted to
you
go
missed
again.
It? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It wants more.
Anyway.
What a way to start a morning.
I mean, can you imagine? You know, these dogs have no shame.
Well, at least my dog at home, like, humps stuffed animals, you know?
Yeah,
like, I look
I know,
over...
Those...
He acts really embarrassed, so it's funny. Like, I look over at him, and he, like, looks up at me like, what? And I'm like, you're humping a duck, first of all. And it's a stuffed animal, doggy. Okay?
They love those, though.
Well, I thought like once he got neutered,
uh-huh.
Do dogs get neutered? Cats get neutered.
Yeah.
I mean, well, whatever.
Neutered and spayed. Yeah.
Yes, but yeah, I thought that they would be like done. They wouldn't want sex anymore, but it's not true. At least I just don't have to see like their red, wet dinghy anymore.
Yeah.
Like honestly, the first time I saw that, I was so grossed out.
Really?
I was like, that's really nasty because it's like all slimy and
yeah,
ugh.
I know.
Which, by the way, I have to apologize.
You do, huh?
I do. Because I listened to the playback yesterday, and it's one thing talking about sex, but I went a little extreme. I don't need to talk personally about my vajayjay.
So you've made a conscious decision today.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing talking about, like, what I like, but then I realized, okay, you're telling the world how, like, you really, like, literally are in the bedroom.
Yeah,
like, that's maybe a little
Maybe a little too much.
Maybe a little bit,
Start centering yourself a little
bit. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, but the one thing that I've always...
I tell you what, if I see you go there, I'll stop you.
Do you think it as I'm saying it? Do you think, uh-oh?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
You think, oh, there goes more fan mail.
Well, when I'm writing the summaries, I'm like thinking, I write this one?
Well, I'm glad you don't include them in the summaries. Yeah. Some things I say, I'm just like, but you know, I've always, it's not that I've prided myself on it, but I've always, I mean, that's how I talk with my friends. Like, I don't hold anything back and, you know, but I mean, I guess radio is a little different. It's not like I'm just sitting around with my friends. Yeah. Although, I mean, I consider all the listeners my friends. Oh, and then another thing. Okay. So of course, there's one thing that you said to me yesterday that has stuck with me. And of course, because, you know, you said, your pictures are a lot skinnier. And so I
said in some.
No. And so I had to go back to my pictures. Okay. And what I realized is this is what I told you that I used to do.
Right.
I wasn't skinnier. I used to just crop them really well. Like before I would post them, they would be cropped in certain areas. Like I would crop like just at the shoulder so the arms aren't showing or certain angles. That's how I always like put my pictures up and stuff like
that. I see. Okay.
So I just gave the illusion. But I've been like this for a while now.
Yeah. But your face seemed like pretty skinny.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
right now
we're done with this conversation.
Okay, fuck it. You see, you can't win.
I was trying to win here, and then you were putting me back in my place, and I'm fat. Okay.
Okay, well, let me tell you, since you brought this up, I just booked an author for next week that came out with a book. I can't remember the name of the book, but it's about how you view your body.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, this is appropriate, you know? And I may not have much to say about it, although I'm unhappy with my body too sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like I check myself out. I'm like, if only I went to the gym a little bit, I'd be really muscular because I have that shape, you know.
No, you totally do. Like,
you know, and but I just can't get myself to go, you know.
I'm sorry. I can't get past the fact that my face is fatter and I got to go work out now.
Your face is not fatter now.
I'm ready to leave here and go to the gym.
Yeah.
Got to go, Sam. No, but your body actually looks like you work out.
Yeah, I used to.
Unless you stare at it closely.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just kidding. Then don't. Don't worry.
No,
I don't.
My own admission, you know, I mean, you get your belly and it never goes away, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, your shape, though, like, it seems that, you know, that you're, you know, that you work out.
Yeah.
You know, you have the shape of a worker outer.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
That's a worker outer.
Except I haven't touched fucking weights in years.
Well, I mean, lifting a fork to your mouth. No.
I know.
Sorry.
Is that thing falling for you? Okay.
Everything falls for me. I went out for sushi last night.
You did?
I did. Yummy. Buddhist.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you were like, no, we're not dating.
I know. The sushi chef asked us that yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, you just seen each other every day, but you're not
dating.
It's
not every day.
Every fucking day.
I'm seeing him later today. Well, no, he asked me.
But every day since Friday, I think. No?
No. I worked. I didn't see him like over the weekend, I don't think.
Okay. Big deal.
Whatever. Okay. I told him yesterday, though, that I wasn't going to talk about him on air anymore because it's really unfair that he gets to hear my innermost thoughts about how I think about it, and then I don't get to hear his.
Oh.
So he said, he's like, I'll come on the show and tell you.
Yeah.
He's like, or you could just ask.
Yeah, exactly. The question is, does he want the whole world to know?
Probably not. Probably he's an actor, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. But the sushi chefs, we were sitting in front of them, and they asked... if we were dating, and I was like, no, we're just friends. Because I keep thinking in my head, don't put pressure on anything. It is what it is. So like now I think I'm going so opposite. Yeah. And he just like looked at me. I'm like, friends. And then the sushi chef guy made a little tinfoil rose for me. It was very cute.
Okay.
It was sweet.
Well, I won't ask you too many questions about this because, we should leave some things private.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
I
agree.
Yeah.
But I was just...
Once he's in your life, that's a different question. But
right now, we're just friends. No, I was just bringing it up because I went for sushi last night and I haven't been in so long and I love sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, you hate sushi. That's right.
No, I don't hate it.
Well,
I never tried it.
Yeah. You've got to. Like, especially when you have like the different combinations of stuff. Like, do you like spicy?
Yeah.
Because, you can put like really good spicy sauces with it and like avocado and like just all these really good things that
really?
Go on it. Yeah,
really?
It's delicious.
So there are some that are not fishy, right?
Oh, I don't eat fishy anything.
Really?
Like, yeah. So, yeah, usually most fish when it's not cooked are not fishy. The things that I won't eat that I find fishy is like eel. Did I just say that I won't
the thing
eel?
You won't eel, yeah.
I meant eat.
I figured that's what you're trying
to
do. Yeah.
Thank you.
You just saved the word.
The things that I won't eel are eat. No, so
eel is gross.
yeah, you know. Yeah. And then I think I've told you before that every time I picture Eli, I picture coming out of a woman's vajayjay that I saw in a porn. Uh-huh. So yeah,
that's terrible.
Not a good thought.
Yeah.
At all.
So where'd you go, in Hollywood somewhere?
No, on the west side, in Santa Monica, Brentwood area. Yeah. And it was really inexpensive too, which was nice.
Yeah, Brentwood is nice, huh? Do you like Brentwood?
Well, I worked there for 10 years.
You
know?
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh. That's where my other location, the restaurant, was in Brentwood.
I see.
So
okay.
I was always driving out that way and hanging out that way in bars and all that. Oh, that's another thing. Drinking last night. I've never had sushi without drinking.
Yeah.
And I still haven't had sushi without drinking.
Wow.
No, I made myself
that's
have a drink
good.
Last night. No, I had a drink last night.
Oh, you did have
I did.
A drink.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I still haven't changed that. I looked at him and I was like, I got a drink. But I only had one bottle of sake as opposed to three.
A bottle?
Well, yeah, they're like, when you say small and large, it's like that, and we shared it.
True,
and he's
yeah.
not a drinker, so he had a little for me.
Yeah.
And but after it was done, I so wanted another one. I was like, be good. So, and then I came home by 9 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, because he knows how seriously I take this show.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm never going to have a social life.
Yeah, because people won't want to be associated with you because they'll be all over the news.
I'm not giving names out. I know. I was asking a friend yesterday because, you know, I wanted to bring in a guest, an interesting guest, and they were so concerned that their whole entire name was going to be on there. I was like, no, your name. We won't even have to say your name if you don't want, because they've got some good stories.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you have to be my roommate. Did you see that Facebook status yesterday that my friend wrote? That oh yeah, you did, because you commented on it.
Yeah, I did.
About the soulmate thing. Uh-huh. She's my friend that I have not seen in 20 years, since well 18 years, since we graduated high school, and she's coming out here next week.
Really?
Yeah, and we reconnected on Facebook, and it was like we were like a little group of best friends, and so she's coming out here on Friday.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, so I think on Monday, I think that she should come in.
Okay.
She's as kooky as I am, like,
really?
As far as like spirituality and all that kind of stuff. I'm really curious as to what she thinks, like, her ideas about this soulmate thing is.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put it all over the page because already someone like you made fun of it.
Yeah, well, it sounded like she has a whole thing to tell you.
I know. So I was really intrigued by it. I was like, I'll wait till we're in person, though, to find out about my secret invisible love affair.
Yeah. See, I'd love to meet some high school friends and stuff,
yeah,
you know? But everybody's like all over the world now, you know? Where the hell are you going to find
them? But that's the thing that I love about this, though, is that before, like, social networking came along, like, you never ever heard from people again from your past except, like, at a high school reunion.
Right.
You know, now, like, that I communicate with people, I feel like we're all still in school again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we've all moved on and have changed, but we still have the same personalities that we did 20 years ago, and, like, we all still kind of play the same roles that we did.
Right.
You know, and it's super fun, like, to, like, see what everybody's doing and, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm even connecting now with people that I wasn't really friends with in high school.
Really?
You know, that weren't really, like, in my circle.
Yeah, just
that now
people
I find interesting.
That you knew of or something.
Yeah, that were in classes with you. And,
that's
like, now
cool.
I find so interesting, you know? Like, there were some, like, really, like, you know, deep, dark, like, brooding artists, you know, that were really kept to themselves and stuff that now I find, like, their minds, like, incredible, you know, whereas then I was like, weirdo, you know, because they walked around and didn't talk to anyone and was always in their book or, like, doing sketches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where I was, like, the annoying drama girl, like, walking around the hallway singing musicals.
I know. And you know what's weird? In fact, it's ironic because last night my brother said he found some pictures from junior high school and stuff. So he says, he says, like, suddenly, like, you remember everyone, but you remember them as kids, you know? If, like, if you ran into them today, they're like, they're
adults.
So different.
But
you know?
Still the same, though.
I mean, think of it. Think if someone remembered you as a kid,
uh-huh.
you know? They didn't know anything about you as an adult, you know? And that would be weird, you know? That would be really strange.
Yeah. I mean, the people that I have run into or, like, that I do talk again, like, because I don't remember my childhood, and it stems from my mom. Like, when I used to ask her, I was like, so what was your childhood like? She's like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I really feel the same way. Like, I feel like I have, like, a memory block that forgets so much of things that happened to me until people have to remind me, you know?
Yeah.
But they always say about me, like, at least the people that I'm reconnecting with, that they always just remember me smiling and laughing and being happy
really?
All the time.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's good.
It's weird. 20 years later, and they're like, you're still the same.
Yeah.
Except they say I'm hotter now.
Yeah, but you're still working hard on it, so.
I'm not working hard.
Not
on
looking
it.
Hot. I mean, you know, not on what you said.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yes. You mean working hard on being happy?
Yeah.
No.
You
see, no, that's one of the.
No, okay, so it's not working hard, but you still find that you have to work at it sometimes.
No, that's what sharing with Sherry is about later today. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, all right.
Because you bring that up a lot, that you go, it seems so hard to be you, Sherry.
Really?
Well, you say
I
that
say
to
that?
Me. Yeah, you know, as far as like all the things that you have to think to be and. Well, I'll get into it later, I guess.
How come I don't remember saying these things?
You don't remember anything.
I'm like a fucking goldfish, huh?
I don't even know. I don't even know how, like, you even run a show. You don't remember things from one day to the next.
Well, I live in the present, you know?
That's why, haven't you noticed that I always say, I've said this to you. So I'm trying to remind you that we've talked about this before. You live in the present. Well, That's good, Sam.
Yeah.
Throw my words back in my face.
Yeah, no, I mean, look on the positive side.
No, I do as well. But I think because I open up and I talk about my past and things that have happened and there's things that I'm getting over, it doesn't mean that I'm not happy.
Right,
it just means
right.
that, you face certain things and you know, too early for sharing with Sherry.
Okay.
Don't talk about fun yet. Stuff. Did you hear about the new marijuana policy?
No, let's hear about that one.
Well, again,
it's a policy or a law or what is it?
Oh, see, why do you have to go and ask these kind of questions that I don't know answers to? I think it's a policy, like the whole, how here in California and certain states, the whole medical marijuana thing is basically what I'm talking about.
Right.
How it was still somewhat illegal.
Right.
Or something. Now they're making it legal according to like certain state policies and stuff. So it's not going to be illegal. They can't like come and raid, dispensaries and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see. So, okay. So what you're saying is actually, let me explain to
please,
you what you're
thank
saying.
Thank you. This is why I don't bring up this kind of stuff normally, but I read it and I was like, oh, cool, so I can smoke weed.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm here to clarify it for you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So the state, and not only California, uh-huh. there's several states, have decided that medical marijuana is going to be legal.
Mm-hmm.
But the federal government is not going along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have federal agents raiding dispensaries and things. So what you're saying probably is that the federal government is not going to raid them anymore?
Correct.
I think I may have heard about this.
Well, yeah. Yes. Then I'm right.
You're right.
Yes. I read it about 2 days ago, and that's why I've forgotten, but I meant to tell you yesterday about it because it's a big deal. It was all over.
Right.
I take that as the good news for the day. I couldn't find any happy news. I was like, well, that's pretty happy.
It is.
For the marijuana smokers out there. It's legal. Okay, let me not send that out wrong. The dispensaries are the medical marijuana use. Because I always thought, I didn't realize that, I mean, if it's, prescribed by doctors, why the federal government can step in then?
Because the federal government considers it illegal.
Even though the certain states consider it legal?
Right. Well, that's the point, is that there's arguments about whether the states should have the authority to, to override what the
uh-huh.
federal government.
Well, now they've given the states the authority.
Yeah.
Yes. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure I'll hear about this.
Good.
But no, that's really
not
what
like
I
really worried. I don't have a fucking dispensary that I own, so
right.
I don't really care.
Well,
but
the people, I wasn't really excited for the dispensaries. I was excited for people who were getting them. So
yeah, it's
thing.
Not going to go away. Once it's here, that's it.
Yeah, but I think once you stop putting all the pressure on things being bad for you and stuff, they just become like part of everyday society. I mean, how much crime do you hear about in Amsterdam?
No, exactly.
Right.
That's what I say all the time. So I think it's inevitable now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's going to become legal. Maybe not like, because in Amsterdam, it's not like legal in the books,
mm-hmm.
but they just sort of like look the other way. So I think it'll be the same here. But
how do they look the other way when they know that every place has it? I mean, like the coffee shops were having it and selling
it. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
that's because the cops are probably high themselves.
It's not like they promote it, but at the same time, I don't know if they can really advertise themselves or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like they don't want them in your face.
Right.
But I mean, all these coffee shops and everything there. So,
yeah, and I heard that they used to be that they're on the menus and stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, but now the dispensaries have the same. So the only thing we don't have yet is coffee shops, But eventually, I hope we will.
Me too. Because then I won't need a venti anymore. I can just have like a small and then a joint.
Yeah.
And it'll be the best show ever.
Yeah. Joint with orange juice in the morning and your supper. I mean, your breakfast. I'm thinking of, in Amsterdam, I had this favorite place I would go to for breakfast.
Did you have breakfast?
And light up a really big one.
Were they like egg flavored?
No, but it's so cool because you sit there in the restaurant, uh-huh. everybody's eating and then lighting up,
And then they're probably making
cool
so much
thing.
Money off food after
yeah.
that. Did you gain a bunch of weight when you were there?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe, yeah.
There's so much great stuff to eat there. Bakeries right on mm-hmm. the street and stuff, Ooh. Smelling great. Mm-hmm. Just like in New York,
Yeah. Oh, I think I might be going in a few weeks.
Really?
Yes, I just had to get your permission.
My permission?
Well,
you
it takes a couple of days during the week here.
You can do whatever you
really?
Want.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
of
yay.
Course.
I haven't been like in 4 years and I have the opportunity to go and it's like right around the corner, and I'm like, oh my God, I better work more.
Yeah.
Like to do it. But you know, it's Jamie Solaris told me that I was going to travel before the end of this year, and I haven't traveled in a while, and this kind of came up, and I was like, right.
Maybe that's where you'll find your husband. Because you're supposed to find him this year as well, right?
Yes, I am. He already thinks he's living there.
The year is running out.
I know. So this morning, I'm pulling up to a red light, and I'm putting, like, reapplying my, like, lip gloss and stuff because I'm drinking coffee, and I look over, and there's a cop, and he looks at me, and I'm like, I, like, shrug my shoulders and smile, and I kept putting it, and he just laughed and stuff because I wasn't at a complete stop, you know?
Right.
I'm, like, slowly, and I'm doing it, and I'm thinking, is it illegal to apply makeup while you're driving, like, texting us? I don't know, but I thought he was still going to do something, and I just, like, gave him this look of, like, hi.
Yeah, well, at least like, you were stopped, but I think
I wasn't exactly stopped. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was still like, it was turning red, and so I was slow. I was doing it while I was driving.
I know. What is it with women? I mean, they don't focus on the driving. It's like a million other things are out there.
I can't speak for other women, but I can speak for me and my excellent driving skills.
Yeah.
I sound like Rain Man. I'm a good driver.
But you're still distracted.
But weirdly not. I can multitask. I have never, and I don't want to say this because you can jinx, I have never, I'm 35 years old, ever been in a car accident.
Wow.
I mean, I've been with other people that are driving.
Right.
Or the one time I was, it was somebody else's fault, like literally ran into me in my lane.
Right.
But beyond that, I feel like if I'm not doing something, I'm more distracted. Like if I'm, like the time that I was just like driving, I passed the studios out here and stuff like that because I'm in my own little world. But if I'm doing something, I have to be extra aware of, you know, like where I'm going and what I'm doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just rationalizing.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
And you're just smiling listening to me.
You are.
I don't know.
I just hope you don't get busted. That's all, you know.
Well, that's what I was asking. Can I get busted for applying makeup?
I think so, yeah.
You're just making that up out of your ass?
No. Logically, it makes sense. It'd be illegal.
Well, logically, schmodically, lots of things make sense. Doesn't mean they're laws. Oh, you're amused by the dumbest things.
Yeah, because you were bringing up Jewish stuff.
Because it's logically?
Yeah.
Like schmear, schmear of cream cheese?
Exactly.
There's nothing Jewish about that.
There is.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Schmodic-
Everything you add like a schmuck.
Like a schmata? I'm wearing your schmata. Like, you're a schmuck. You're a...
Yeah, exactly.
It's a schmidgen of... Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
You're weird. So once again, I want to get back to hugs. Don't you think that people don't hug enough?
Actually, I think people do. I'm seeing a lot more hugging going on.
Well, this conversation's over. Couldn't you at least feed me the right line? You're the worst wingman ever.
Okay, so I'll agree with you.
No. I want a real conversation. Do you think people hug enough?
I think they do, yeah. I mean, I'm seeing like people meeting, you know, even guys I'm seeing more now hugging each other and stuff, which is really cool. I think it's really cool.
But maybe I'm thinking like genuine hugs. Like I feel like even people in relationships, like when you say goodbye, like to your wife or to your husband or your friend, you just like kiss, peck and leave.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a real hug.
Yeah.
Like
I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
I mean, we hug a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
My friends don't hug so much.
They don't?
No, maybe I'm just saying I'm in need of a hug. I think that's what's happening here. No, I saw like three Facebook. I got to get a life besides Facebook. But I saw like three updates today was about hugs and wanting and needing. And I was thinking, I was like, yeah, there really aren't enough hugs out there.
Yeah.
And the one time I posted about hugs, there was like 15 people that were like, I'll take a hug.
Yeah.
And I was thinking they're either in need of it or they just want to feel my boobs.
Exactly. No, but hugging is cool. You
know? I mean, but when guys hug, it's more of the hey, yeah, you know, like we're bro.
Not necessarily.
Kind of hug.
Not necessarily. No.
You must just be around a lot of huggers, I'm thinking.
I'm around normal people.
Whatever. If you don't think there's enough hugs, call up and agree with me, please.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that it's something in our... I think there's other cultures that are a lot more touchy-feely. And,
yeah. I mean, other cultures, they even kiss. You know, men kiss, like on the cheek and stuff.
I know,
you know,
it's hot.
Yeah. Is it hot?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think there's something really genuine about hugs. And like, and just for more than a second, like just holding. Because I think when you... Have you ever hugged and like you just close your eyes and it could be with someone and you just like feel someone else's heartbeat? It's corny.
Yeah,
and but I mean, just feel connected.
I don't stop
you just connected
to
with
do some, that.
That's what I'm saying. You just go through the routine and emotion of a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, here's a hug, as opposed to just like really feeling that other person's like spirit.
Right.
And soul. I do get embarrassed when things come out of my mouth sometimes.
No, but you're very spiritual these days, which is pretty
these
good.
These days. Yeah, I just get, some days I told you, like, caffeine affects me in a way where I get, like, extra fuzzy lovey.
Yeah. Caffeine will do that
to you? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. See, we were, I had this conversation, you don't remember this, on airplanes. Besides the whole, like, sexual part, there's also that part of me that when I'm in close quarters with people and people are talking, I just want to stand up and be like, everybody hug. Love one another.
Well, that's cool, yeah.
I don't know. I just,
you should start all kinds of groups, you know, like the hug group. Yeah.
someone talked about doing a hug clinic today. That was one of the updates. And someone was like, we should start a hug clinic. And I was like, yeah, I'll be president.
But clinic doesn't sound like the right word.
Well, no, people that are in need of things, you know, that are lacking and, you know, and not feeling so well because they don't have a hug.
So what, you're just going to have people there working 8 to 5 just hugging people?
Best job ever.
What a job.
Who pays them? But no, it's free. It's volunteer work.
I see.
It's volunteer work. I was talking about with my friend the other day at coffee about, like, he was, like, describing his perfect world. And it's about, like, with no money involved and everyone, like, just, like, trades, like, services and goods and... I said, yeah, like, imagine if everybody was actually doing the things that they love to do and, you know, then you don't really have to get paid and you just, you know, if you need, you know, your clothes dry cleaned, you go and you exchange it and then you wait tables.
With someone who loves to wash clothes.
I know. We got to that point after, like, we were, I said, first of all, everybody would become a porn star. Because that would be everybody's, like, dream job. Yeah. And what kind of services are they going to exchange? But no, there has to be people there that, like, just, like, enjoy running their own business and whatever it is, you know. I thought, there are people that genuinely like waiting tables, you know.
Right.
I'd be on TV all the time.
Yeah.
Which is another thing I think about. This morning, I've got to get a sitcom. What are we going to do about that?
Well, we've
do you know any agents?
No.
Okay.
Well, we can find them. This all over the place. This is LA for crying out loud.
I know. Like, I'm all involved in my life right now, and then I realized that I hadn't been online and, like, submitted myself for auditions in 3 days because I'm just so happy. And then I'm like, wait, you have other goals too.
Yeah.
See, Sam, you sucked me in.
Yeah. Well, don't forget about your goals. You know?
No. I know. But it's just one of them. So
it's a sitcom, right?
Yeah, I'd love to have the Sherry show.
Right.
Like how Roseanne had her show.
Right.
I don't want to be, like, compared to Roseanne because...
But your name has to be in the title.
Well, I mean, eventually. It doesn't have to be right off the bat. Like, I actually think that at first, the kind of sitcom that I want to be in, I want to be, like, the crazy best friend, like the wacky neighbor type thing that always has, like, the one-liners and stuff. Like, just the kooky one of the lead character, because lead character is always going to be some hot girl or something. So I want to be, like, the funny best friend.
I see.
And then I'm going to be so funny on the show, and I'm going to steal the show, and then they're going to make a show after me.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, they might typecast you as just a friend. You know?
Well, at first.
I mean,
but,
like, some actresses, they're always, like, friends of somebody, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes they're the ones that stand out the most. I mean, you had, like, a show like Will and Grace, who was about, you know, Deborah Messing and what's-his-face. I mean, it was about Will and Grace, but then you had Megan Mullally, who was, like, the alcoholic. Did you ever watch the show?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you're looking at me, with this blind, like, look on your
blank
face.
Blank stare.
Well, anyway, she was, like, the best friend, but everyone, she was, like, everybody's favorite, you know? Because it just... There's no small part, only small actors.
I see.
Kind
of
thing.
We'll have to remember that.
And then I have to be realistic. Like, no one's just going to give me my own show at first. So I'm taking the steps necessary to eventually get the own show.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that. I mean, if you run into somebody that really believes in you and
listen,
stuff.
Listen, I can't even get a damn commercial agent, okay? I mean, I have one, but she's not doing anything for me. She doesn't even listen to my show, I don't think. That's a supportive agent. Who are you?
Well, keep looking for new ones. Then.
Yeah, I know. I'm just so involved here. And then dating. I mean, having friends. I was thinking about it this morning. And, you know, I got goals. Just thinking about lots of goals and things to do.
Goals.
And, yeah. Because, you know, I'm spreading my message here, but I got to be fuzzy, lovey, and huggy internationally.
Yeah.
Although this is international.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can jump in anytime and cut me off.
I'm still spreading.
Thank you, Sam. Cool. Okay, talk about spreading. If you really need to.
We don't have to.
Okay.
But you always bring that book of questions and you never read that.
Okay, it's not always. It's been for like 3 days.
No, you've been bringing it every day.
That's because you run out. Because I talk all the time and you don't. And then eventually I'm like, I'm going to have to use this book. Did you listen to my friend sing yesterday on your page? The Sharing with Sherry girl?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I did.
You knew you deleted her.
That was that Billy Joel song, right?
No,
we
Bruce
didn't
Springsteen.
Start the That's what I thought.
Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. She just like
so
changed
we didn't
the whole.
Start,
no, it wasn't. We didn't start the fire.
Didn't start
no, she
the
just
fire.
Changed the whole melody of it and stuff and like brought it down.
Right.
Forgot the name of the
song.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a Bruce Springsteen type of a thing.
No.
Yeah, she sings nice.
Yeah, no, that's the one that just like started working with the Rolling Stones people. But she doesn't like have a record contract or anything. But
right.
She's the one that wrote Sharing with Sherry. And she's just so crazily talented, and I kind of like just want to help her and put her kind of out there and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, is she in LA? Does
no,
she
she's
come
in Massachusetts.
I see.
I know. Oh yeah, she would be like the perfect guest and stuff. But she, like anyone that hears her, like normally like loves her. I mean, she has like this big fan base, but she's not out there enough. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of wanted to throw her name out there, and I figured maybe you have some fans on your page.
Yeah. People are calling. You know what? I bet you they've been calling all day, and they didn't even notice because I put the new Skype in.
Good job, Sam.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Sam and Sherry. This is Heather Good.
Heather Good!
Hi, Heather.
That's my best friend.
Yeah. I befriended her on Facebook.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, like, no.
What'd you say?
Sam's like, yeah, it's her.
Yeah.
Are you not at school right now? She's a teacher.
Oh.
What?
I'm living my dash. You told me yesterday to live my dash.
You're living your dash, and that means don't go to school.
I am currently shopping. That's correct.
Oh, my God. You said your last name. Now all the teachers are going to, your principal's going to know you called out sick to go shopping.
That's okay. They're not listening.
That's true.
That's assuming they're listening. So
okay.
If they're listening, then they're doing wrong too.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just thought I'd call in for the hell of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. People just call in with nothing to say.
I told Sam yesterday, Heather, I go, I hope you don't mind I get like personal calls at work.
Well, actually, since I had such a bad day yesterday, I thought I'd call in and have fun, but Sam has been hurt my ego again, so that's okay.
Excuse me? Hurt your ego again? When did I hurt it before? What?
No, I just wanted to say hi. I loved listening to Aunt Cheryl yesterday.
Oh, you heard her. Heather and I have been best friends since I was 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she was in Florida, too?
Yeah, and we came out here together. We moved out here together.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Heather's like the closest, like my other half of me.
Really? So
mm-hmm.
How come you're not roommates? You're
we
not
were.
That close?
No, we... No, Heather and I were. When we first moved out here, we lived in Burbank together, and then we lived together over the years, and then we both decided we wanted to be on our own.
Yeah.
And
so you guys are close at age, in age? I mean, are
yeah,
you like...
she's, well, that's her favorite top. She's a few months older than me.
I see, okay.
And every year when our birthdays come along, like as soon as she hits that age, I know, and a few months later, it's all me.
Yeah. So Heather, do you like it here in L.A.?
I like it. I would prefer to be in New York.
Oh, yeah. So you're a New York kind of girl, too.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I didn't live there as long as Sherry did, but the amount of time I did live there,
yeah.
I just can't afford it. Believe it or not, it's more expensive than L.A. And
yeah, it's very expensive in the city there, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'd love to be there right now. The weather is absolutely beautiful. So.
Yeah. So how do you like the men in L.A.? Do you find a problem with them?
I do find a problem with them.
What is the problem?
I love this. Go off, Heather. Go, girl.
Well, first of all, you know, when you go out and meet people, you're not sure if they are man or female in L.A., and then you don't know if they're gay or not, and then when you do finally find someone who is straight and a male, they're dicks, so...
In what way are they dicks? Do they look like
she
dicks?
She doesn't hold back at all. I love her.
I'm sure you're probably going to get phone calls in about that one.
That's okay. Speak your
That's
mind.
That's okay. Men are used to it already.
Yeah. I met more men in New York during that 1 year period than being out here in L.A.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Where are you looking here in L.A.? Where do you go to find them?
Gay bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect place.
Yeah. Yes. My friend's house.
Well, no, it's kind of like you give up at some point, you know, and like our closest friends are gay, and so you spend a lot of your time with them, you know?
I suppose.
And it's not like giving up, it's just, all right, maybe it is.
Well, no, it's difficult. I mean, Heather and I have been here 10 years together and stuff, and it's, you know, like Heather said, you know, you meet more people in New York because they're so much less superficial.
Right,
you know?
Well, and also in New York, it's, you're not driving everywhere, so you meet people just walking around or on the subway.
That's true, yeah.
People talk to you.
Yeah, more sociable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but New Yorkers get such a bad rep.
That's true. I think it's from people that have not been to New York, you know?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Heather,
I just remember visiting there once, and I was like Sherry told me everywhere to go, and so I got on and off the subway, and she told me, you know, you have to make connections and this and that, so I was booking it, and this person behind me is like, these fucking New Yorkers are always in a rush.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I'm not even a New Yorker, but secondly, you kind of have to be if you want to make the train, so
yeah, that's
I think
true.
We'll look at that in a negative way, but overall, the personality is there, and the vibe is much different.
Yeah.
We'll get back there, Goody. Don't
Heather,
you worry.
Heather, what do you look like? Are you pretty hot?
Oh, I'm smoking.
Really? What are you smoking, for crying out loud?
About as amazing as I can. I have brown hair. I have blue eyes. I feel like I'm on Match.com.
Yeah, you are.
I think Sam's like trying to set you up here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't need descriptions like that. I just need hot or not.
Well, she's your friend on Facebook. You can check her out.
That's true. I should, huh?
Duh.
Yeah.
On Monday, right?
Yes, Monday. What? Well, on Monday, I want to bring my friend that's coming in from Miami.
Right.
From Florida. And so it's the three of us. So I was going to ask you about bringing them both in here.
Yeah,
in the studio.
Yeah, of course.
So there's the three of us that were best friends in high
yeah,
school.
Yeah, three vaginas in the same room. Man, I'll go for that.
Heather, so make sure you don't leave yours at home.
Yeah. Oh, I'll make sure. Do I need to wear something special? Or?
Well, Sam is a boob guy.
How did you decide that?
Well, because I've listened to your past shows, but he likes women not to wear bras.
Well, like, who doesn't?
I don't know.
But you know my better assets, my butt.
Yeah, Heather has an ass like nobody's business.
Really?
Yeah, like it, like travel, like she turns the corner and it's still going.
Really? Well, bring your ass down here.
I will.
Yes.
I will do that.
We're going to have a fun show. As long as you... But Becky said she has a whole list of all the things she's going to embarrass me about from high school.
I
was like, well, that's good because I don't remember anything that I did in high school, so it'll be news to me.
They can't embarrass you any more than you already are. Right?
Talk radio, because I only have, like, pictures.
Oh, pictures, okay. Well, then it works out well.
I won't embarrass you.
Thanks, Heather. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
So are you having a better day today? I just need to know.
Well, I woke up late, and then I went and got coffee, and then I'm waiting outside to go into the store. So far, it's been pretty good.
Okay. Well,
you're there before the store's open? That's pathetic.
No, I didn't want to be one of those annoying people who goes inside a store and talks so loudly on their phone.
Right, yeah.
Thanks for thinking about others.
Especially to Sam and Sherry for crying out loud.
Oh, well, I'm excited. Heather and I haven't got to spend a lot of time together because we have such different schedules. She's a school teacher and I work nights, so
right.
So we get to spend like this weekend together with our friend from Florida. So.
Do the kids ever try to look under your dress?
Only when I lift it.
Love you. Sam, you're such a perv. Did you used to like do that to your teachers?
What, Heather?
No, I was asking
Sam. I'll let you look.
Yeah, you have a terrible connection.
Yeah,
you're calling
it's
from
a cell phone.
Yeah,
so you're getting kind of choppy.
Yeah.
It's stupid iPhone, sorry.
That's okay. My iPhone sucks too. But we'll have plenty of time to talk in the studio.
Yeah, definitely make it.
Thank you for calling in.
Anytime. Nice meeting you, Sam.
You too. And don't spend too much money at the store.
Unless it's on me.
I don't have it, so I won't. Don't worry.
Have a good day, Heather.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Heather,
yeah.
Heather for you. So that's your best friend.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
She has, like, done everything for me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, you like, you kind of go in and out. Like, we don't know every detail of each other's lives right now because, you know, when you're busy doing other things,
right.
We don't report to each other every day. It's weird. It's just, it's kind of like your sister. Like, I would consider her my sister.
Right.
And so... She has, like, all her school teacher friends and things that I don't know about what's going on and vice versa, but there's still always that connection, and we still, you know, I don't know.
That's awesome, man. I wish I had at least one that I grew up with that was still... But, you see, I left everybody behind in Israel.
Right,
you know,
and you don't like to go back.
Yeah, well, no, not necessarily that. It's just that it's hard to find them, although with Facebook, I guess it would be a little easier now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make these connections.
Yeah, I befriended one guy that used to be, like, you know, we were really good friends when I was a teenager, and he's become like something, like a mayor or something, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, like a big deal, you know? That's what I'm saying, you know, when you look at the pictures when you were a kid, you never know how the people are going to turn
That's
out,
true.
You know, what
That's
they're going to become.
Most of my friends are back in Florida, like married with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like the crazy one that like took off and is living in California.
Yeah, I see. That's the same with me, you know. And what happens also in Israel is once people go to the army and stuff, you know, they just like diverge into different directions, you know. So all the kids that were your friends, you know, are not there anymore. You've got a new set of friends.
Do most people stay there?
Where?
In Israel?
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm curious as to why you, I don't think I've ever asked you why you came here.
A lot of people do. But I came here because it was my dad's dream, so he kind of sent me first.
Did you, like, growing up there, like, do you always hear about America? I'm always, like, curious about, like, other people's impressions of our
country.
Are you
kidding? Yeah. America was, like, what we saw in the movies.
So it was, like, Disney World and Michael Jackson. And
it was the Clint Eastwood and
Roger Moore's.
Yeah. Exactly, you know.
Okay.
But now when you go there, everything is, I mean, yeah, I was always, like, totally blown away, enamored with the United States, you know. And everybody else is there, too. You know, I mean, it's like, it's a great friend, you know, in a world where you don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
America is a great friend.
So we're not looked poorly upon?
Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all.
Well, because in some countries, I'm sure we are, you know.
No,
like
it's probably one of
the
tightest relationships between any two countries, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess I was thinking of more like, you know, other countries that hate us.
Yeah.
But I'm always curious, though, about like what we look like. I had an Italian friend and he could not wait to get here. And I said, well, what did you think about America? And he was like, Disney World.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, like Hollywood.
It's all
like
those things. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So a year before that, we came here on a trip and we liked it a lot and stuff. So my dad wanted to come here. They sent me out and Vegas is the first place I landed because I had
family
there.
That is like the craziest like introduction to this country is like Vegas.
I know.
Which is always amusing to me because it's, you know, Vegas is filled with all the other countries like by the hotels.
Yeah.
It's not even like you're living in America. You're living in Paris. You're living in Venice. You're living in everywhere except here.
Yeah.
New York. Yeah. It's a wonderful town.
Yeah.
Heather's the one that took me to Hawaii for my 30th birthday.
Oh,
her and I went to Maui.
Really?
And it was really funny because she put us up like at the Ritz-Carlton in Kapalua, maybe. I don't remember. But we were like little girls. We get into this suite and there's like the robes there and the slippers and the phone in the bathroom. We're running around the room like opening up doors and yelling, taking pictures of us on the toilet with like the phone. Like all this stuff. We had like the most incredible time. It was... She's one of the ones that I was saying, like, my friends take care of me and do things and help me out and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, taking me on a trip and, like, help. Just,
that's really cool. That's
really cool. Just really good friends in my life. Like, I'm surrounded by really, really good people.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you like Hawaii?
Oh, I loved
Isn't
it.
Isn't it something?
I loved it. I mean, we were only in Maui, which was fine, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to go, like, to the big island, I guess, or what's really populated. Yeah, I want it to be, like, what I
like
thought.
Like Honolulu.
Yeah, I wanted to go where, like, you hear about lush.
Check out the different places, because it's like, if you want, like, really touristy, then you go to Waikiki and
stuff. Right,
no. But that can be fun, too,
yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean? It's like, you're not alone if you want to be, like, a lot of people, a lot of stuff happening, parties,
I think
you know,
the first time
beach.
I wanted to go, what in my mind, what Hawaii was, which was the flowers and the, you know, just really lush. Like,
right,
that's how I pictured Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I did it, and it was so beautiful. But, yeah, I mean, I would travel all over. And it's not expensive to go there either from here.
Yeah, it's not that bad, you know?
You know?
So Maui is, like, the next step. But then if you want really secluded, Kauai is the place to go, you know? That's where they filmed Lost and Jurassic
Island?
Park. I don't know, Fantasy Island.
I still love that show. I wish they put that in syndication. I know. I wish that was really good. I think that's more the face that you made.
It's a French guy, yeah.
Oh, here we go. We're going with the French.
What was his name? I forgot.
The no, I was just thinking of your French accent yesterday. It was like,
but if kids.
You sound like a little Sasquatch.
You know who my favorite cartoon is Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, I can see that for you.
I
used to love Droopy.
Because he's like a hopeless lover, you know. He always chases the cat
that really runs
away from him.
Uh-huh.
But he's like always like so happy and so optimistic.
You know what's really
so
weird?
Relate,
that's crazy that that's your favorite. I used to love Tom and Jerry, and I used to love Tom to be him because Jerry always humiliated him.
So that's what you like. You can
I always just
with
fell for Tom. I just always like, Jerry, why are you messing with him? I like that you like the positive guy. That's pretty
interesting.
Yeah,
it's cool, yeah.
I wonder what people would say about us.
Yeah, positive here, positive there.
But I also really like Droopy. Do you remember Droopy?
No.
Oh, he was that dog who'd be like,
oh, yeah, I remember that. But with Pepe Le Pew, what's funny about it is everything they try to make sound like French. Mm-hmm. So he walks by the zoo and there's a sign, Le Zoo. You know, the cat goes, Le Purr. Le Purr. That's why it's so funny.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I found that funnier, just your impression.
Well, that's the point.
Oh, okay. Well, then you did a good job. This is some intelligent radio, I have to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Every day it gets more intelligent.
I'm crying. You're making my mascara run.
By the minute. Oh, God. But you know what? I'm seeing this headline here. Smoking legal pot just got easier.
I told you.
Yeah.
You don't believe me.
No, I believe you.
I just don't know facts. I just know, like, headlines.
The main headline on CNN.
Well, no, it was a couple of days ago. You know what happens when I read things? Yeah. I read, like, the main headline, and then I start reading, and it gets all technical, and I'm like, skim. Yeah. Like, and then I never know the facts. I'm always hoping someone else is going to fill them in. Yeah. I'll just throw them out there, and you fill them in.
I know. Well, who's got time to read anything other than...
What? Books?
Then headlines.
I mean, the fact that we do have a show, you might want to know things that are happening. Unless you're going to come on here and do like Oprah's book club, Sam's book club. We can talk about books all day long.
Yeah, that's true.
I picked up The Last Sign.
The Lost Sign. Symbol. The Last Sign.
And then I tried to correct it, The Lost Sign. Okay, that wasn't right either.
Yeah, so you're reading a book and you don't know what the title is.
Well, I got to page one and I'm like, and I love The Da Vinci Code and I loved Angels and Demons, but I think I'm so overwhelmed because it's such a big book, which I can read. I love reading. Mm-hmm. But I thought, wow, this is a lot of fiction.
Yeah. But you don't have to go through it quickly. Just
no, I know. I got through the first paragraph.
I think you'll like it.
I think I will too. I just have to get into it. I read the first paragraph and I haven't read fiction in so long.
First paragraph?
I know.
And already you're making
conclusions.
It took me
a really long time. And I was just like, okay, there's a skull and you got a picture of blood inside.
Yeah. Just wait for the movie.
No, but I really want to read it because I loved his other books. I did.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Do you like horror films?
You'll like it. Horror films, a little bit. Yeah, not that much. You know, I mean, some like The Exorcist I like, you know.
Did you like Amityville Horror, things like that?
No, not that one. No.
Okay.
No.
I went and saw the Amityville Horror House when I was a kid in New York. It's in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And it was as scary as it was in the movies.
Really?
And it was up for sale, too. And for people that have seen it, like, you know, it has those eyes for windows, like those triangular eyes, because I don't know if you know, it was based on a true story,
yes.
The killings there and all that. So my grandparents thought, let's take you by the house. We're like young kids, we're like, okay. And it was, you just felt like the creepiness there on the land and like the lakes in the backyard, and everything was covered with leaves and it was fall. Mm-hmm. And like you just felt this eeriness, and there's people all taking pictures and stuff still years later after it.
Yeah.
But it was really scary. I had nightmares for weeks about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I just brought it up because I want to see the movie Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about how freaky that is.
I
love to freak myself out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to... Like, I go to the movies by myself all the time.
Yeah.
It's like my date for myself.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd do that.
I used to do that.
Some friends are like, don't you feel, like, weird being alone? And I was like, no, I love my company.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and especially a movie. You don't have to wait for someone to be available to go see a friggin' movie, you know?
And I go, like, during the afternoon. You got the cheaper price, too. And no one has to stick their hand in my popcorn. It's, like, the time that I treat myself, too.
Yeah.
Because I have to have salty and sweet. So when I go to the popcorn, when I go to the movies, I have to have popcorn and chocolate.
I see. It's important.
It's very important because you can't have salt without the sweet.
Okay.
I know.
I never learned that before.
Well, it's everybody's individual taste. Like some people, you know how in some countries they start meals with dessert?
Yes.
That's because there's people like myself who, if I have dessert, I have to have like a French fry after it. I have to have something that's salty because I can't end my taste, like my taste buds with something
sweet. With sweet? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. So when I have popcorn, I have to have chocolate, but then I can't have chocolate. So then I just keep going back and forth and I can't stop eating. I'm like, when will it end?
Yeah. No, go to a movie by yourself, I don't think is a big deal. But you know what is, I don't understand sometimes. I mean, you don't see it a lot, but some people will go alone to a restaurant, to a sit-down restaurant.
I wait on people all the time that go by themselves.
That's true, you do, huh?
And I think about it, there are people that really just like to treat themselves, and dining out is one thing for them, and it's probably like the same thing as a movie. They're not going to wait for someone if there's no one to go eat with.
Yeah.
You know, and they bring a book with them. And
that's true, but usually you go to dinner to socialize more than just to eat.
Well, it depends on what your passion is. There's some people who love food.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You know what I mean? Like, there was this woman that came in weekly, always by herself, and at first... like you, I think you immediately think, oh, they have nobody to be with. But there are some people that go in there and treat themselves so well. They order like a bottle of wine for themselves.
Really?
They, oh, yeah. And they do this whole thing. And I so admire them. And I have conversations with them and stuff. And they're such interesting people. And it's not like they're in lack of having people around them because they're so interesting to talk to. It's just the one thing that they love to do. And not everybody either has money or wants to go out. So they, you know, they take themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's lonely people, too,
yeah.
that go out and have nobody to be with.
Yeah.
I want to sit down with them.
Yeah.
So I talk to them.
I know.
But then I feel like they think that I think they're lonely, so
yeah,
I'm talking to them.
Exactly.
But they don't realize I talk to everybody. I talk to everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess, unless you don't want to be spoken to. Or unless you're like on a double-decker bus in London and you get told you're annoying. I told you that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, has that happened to you before?
Yeah, yeah. And I told you this.
You did? Oh, God.
The
man.
Woman on the bus said, your voice is so annoying. I was like, I love British people. They're so honest and mean.
And mean.
And mean.
All right, so we're going to take a short break, folks,
okay.
And we'll be back right after.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station, your real 24 talk hours of commercial-free programming.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil, he knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain, so much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well, they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside. And the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. Never anyone to blame. Thank you.
Shitty Talk Radio proliferates the internet. Two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Sherry in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio. Let's get back
to Sam and Sherry in the Morning.
Sam and Sherry in the Morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back, and we have our guest in the studio, the beautiful Danielle. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yay.
Of course. We never said a word to each other, and neither has Sherry.
So it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. But we were introduced through Johnny Dam.
That's right.
Right? You were on his show yesterday.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went fantastic. I love his show.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Well, all the shows are cool here.
Yes, I'm sure.
You're not biased at all.
Yeah, no, we don't mess around here.
We say what we want.
Yeah, exactly. You're either good or you're out.
I have another week left. You've already told me.
So, well, we'll get to your website in a moment, but or maybe we should because...
People can start looking at how hot she is.
Exactly.
While they're listening.
That's right.
And so your website is called itsjustsex.tv.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so obviously you love sex.
That's right.
And we've got plenty of time to talk about it.
Yes. We never talk about sex on the show.
Are you kidding? Yeah, okay, great.
Just
good.
A little
you
bit.
You should have heard yesterday's show. The whole world knows about my vajayjay.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can find out about yours, too. We'll see.
Absolutely.
We'll see how open you are.
That is a double entendre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that the right word?
I'm sure. Sherry always hangs on every word I say.
Oh, you hang, too. Low and to the left, I heard.
You, too.
You see?
Silly,
you see?
Taking over the world.
One smile at a time.
Yeah. Danielle, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from LA?
No, actually, I'm originally from Boston.
From Boston.
You're an East Coaster.
Yes, yes, and I do miss it dearly, but, you know, the industry is out here, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I've been here for about 10 years, still hate it, and I'm a stand-up comedian, and I started doing Just Sex, or it's justsex.tv, because I wanted to have a venue or vehicle or format, if you
something
will.
Something with a V.
Yeah, something with a V, vagina, to be able to express myself. I'm very open about sex. I talk about sex in my act. It has worked against me.
Really?
In terms
Why is
of
that?
Well, because as much as our society is like kids are doing drugs at 11 and getting pregnant at 9, for some reason we are becoming more conservative when
really?
It comes to yes, mm. yes. Or at least that's how it's working in comedy because
okay.
It used to be that, you know, you would have comics like Bill Hicks or Richard Pryor or
uh-huh.
even Eddie Murphy. I mean, they were so dirty. Sam Kinison.
Completely, yeah.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way anymore. I mean, if you can make it to a certain point, you can do whatever you want. But in terms of coming up the ropes, they don't really recognize, and maybe it's because I'm a woman, I don't know, but they don't really recognize comedians that are dirty and talk about sex. Like, I have
really?
Heard so many times, like, you are strong, you are a really strong comedian, we can't book you.
Wow.
You know? And so
interesting.
Yeah.
Because I always thought that people loved sex talk, especially like
yeah,
from a woman.
From a woman.
Yeah.
I think it's
well,
pretty hot. Yeah.
I think in a way, the audiences love it. I get a really good response live. I think it's like segueing onto TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but even, you know, there's
great.
A bunch of shows on, like, you know, Showtime. There was a Down and Dirty with Jim Norton, and now there's a show called Live Nude Comedy. I mean, there are venues for it,
right.
but the mainstream stuff, like Live at Gotham and The Tonight Show,
uh-huh.
Letterman, like,
right.
they can't handle it, you know?
What about, who's that woman that's really famous for being, like, dirty?
Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, her.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah, and Lisa Lampanelli is fantastic, but she, first of all, she's fat,
right,
you know, which gives her a lot more leeway because she's not as threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Also, she's been at it a long time.
Yeah,
you know, she really did the work. You
yeah.
know, so people think, oh, Lisa Lampanelli came around out of nowhere from
right.
Stern.
It's like everything, like the overnight success, that's 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
been at the game forever. I'm sure she's had a million doors slammed in her face before she got to where she is.
Right.
So it's been sort of tough. I'm not at the level where I'm a headliner. I don't have any notoriety, so people aren't coming to
mm-hmm.
buy tickets to see me. So I'm a middle act, and
right.
no one wants a middle act to out, you know, dirty the,
right.
the headliner.
So, I mean, would you change your act in order to get in?
You know, I am trying, but, you know, comedy really, some people are just comedians.
Right.
You know, they're always on, they always have a joke. Like, that is not me.
Mm-hmm.
I am, what got me into comedy was I would sit and talk at for hours at parties about cock and pussy and, you know, and people would be dying laughing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm just telling my
right.
truth,
exactly.
you know?
That's yeah. what makes comedy funny.
Right.
Truth, yeah.
So that is really what I think about. I mean, mm-hmm. I know I go to the post office and wacky things happen, but I don't care.
Right.
You know, what I care about is I fucked this guy last night and he, you know, wouldn't come on my face and what's the deal? You know, like that's more, is that too much? Is that too much?
No, I'm
not
smiling.
At all. Not at all. Yeah, Sherry can relate.
Okay.
I have a song about coming on my face on the show, so.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, we're very connected.
Oh,
here.
We never got
good.
To Sherry. Sharing with Sherry right. today.
Now, are you for it or against
oh,
it?
Oh, for it.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you for it or against it?
No,
sounds like some kind of a government policy.
I need to know what your political standpoint is on facials, but because I find
baby showers.
That,
I like to call them baby showers.
Oh,
baby
I
showers.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Although yeah. I hate baby showers, so that might be a weird thing for
but,
me.
Know,
I do love
like,
getting a facial though, like
right.
a real one.
Yeah. Oh, see,
you know,
I've never
so
gotten
like,
those. Okay.
You've never gotten one?
No.
Oh, it's delicious. But anyway, I'm wondering if you're with a guy who is uncomfortable with that, which
do I still like it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll always love it, but I'm about pleasing the guy, and if he's
yes.
not into it, then you
it
know,
blows.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And that has been my experience. I had one guy.
It blows.
It fucking blows. I had one guy that loved it, and
yeah.
it turned me on like
beyond no belief.
Beyond
yeah.
no belief.
Yeah.
And then I tried to get every guy afterwards to do it, and it
did
was
feel
so
like they're
awkward.
Disrespecting
yes.
women.
Yes. They're like, I feel like I'm disrespecting you. I'm like. Do you know who you're sleeping with?
Well, like, I'm always like, you're disrespecting me by not doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, hello, if I'm asking for it, how can it be disrespectful?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And
but so. Yeah, but I mean, it does leave my mind. Like, if I'm with a guy that doesn't find it hot, then, you know, we find other things that are hot.
Yeah,
so
sometimes.
So at what point do you tell him that you want him to come on your face? At what point?
Well, they usually go, where do you want me to come? And I go, on my face.
Right, right. Well,
people actually ask that?
Well, some
really?
Guys do. I don't... God, I have got to change what's been happening in my sex life. But yeah, no, the last few guys I've been with have been very, and I love you guys if you're listening, but they're very vanilla in the bedroom. And I'm not like a BDSM girl or anything, but...
But you like adventure.
I like
open people.
I want to feel sexy and dirty and like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want anyone calling me a whore, but, you know, treat
oh,
me like
one. Oh, you
know
what you're
one.
Missing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is I got called a whore all growing up in high school, so uh-huh. for me it's like PTSD.
Oh,
I'm
gotcha.
Like, no, no, thank you.
Gotcha.
Now, why were you called that in high school?
Because I was one.
Yes, yes. No, you know what? I came from a private school, and I went into public school, and I was, like, new,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know that I was attractive because I came from like a private Jewish school and where there's no sexuality
mm-hmm.
whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I like went into school and I got all these attention from boys, but it was like ninth grade. So it's like they're throwing things at you and whatever.
Right.
And I did not take it. And so anyway, the insults went from like snob to bitch to whore,
okay.
you know, my numbers on the bathroom stall type of thing, you know,
but you were like sleeping with them to gain friends.
Well, that it happened towards the end.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you always remember yourself being pretty sexual even when you were real young?
Yeah. Yes. I started masturbating when I was 3, which is actually
well,
signs of abuse.
Join the club. Yeah.
My mother is a whore, if that's the right word. My mother, I was raised, I cannot remember a time where she wasn't telling me about all of her sexual exploits.
Really?
Yes, which,
wow.
you know, in textbooks is probably child abuse.
Child abuse,
yes.
But
in the 70s, it was just...
Anything went.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
just my mom's a hippie.
Yeah,
so,
I went and watched like Porky's with my dad and
yeah.
Howard Stern and all that kind
exactly.
of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my mom would, like, I remember when I was like 7 years old, I was like, Mom, what is virginity? And she's like, virginity is something you get rid of so you can start living your life.
I like your mom.
So that's my mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a wild child. She lived with Dennis Hopper for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And she's like a wild
okay.
woman.
Wow.
So
what's it like having a mom like that? I mean, it's pretty cool, right? When you're young.
It's pretty cool when you're older.
Really?
When you're young, it's
embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, you know, my mom, I remember her, I was at an eighth grade party and something came up about, a porn magazine. My mom's like, oh, I just love those pulsating cocks.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know how well I would do with that around my friends.
Yeah.
My mom tried to smoke pot around my friends. And I'm like, oh, mom, get away.
Yeah, my mom smokes pot. And so.
I know. A lot of parents, I think, now smoke with their kids, you know, which was not very usual.
Yeah.
I mean, not very common before.
Well, I still haven't with my mom. But when I was with my friends in my room, she came in. She was like, let me smoke. And all of my friends are like, let her smoke. Let her smoke. And I'm like, no, it's my mother.
It's mortifying.
Yeah, totally.
It's I got high with my mom once in high school, and we sat in my Chevy Citation and listened to the Rolling Stones, and it was like the most surreal. It was like a bad trip.
Yeah, I can just picture that right now, actually.
Yeah. It was not.
You, like, look over in your high and you see your mother.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is weird. It's so weird.
Yeah. So, I heard about my mom's sexual exploits, like, through my ex-fiance, because she would tell him everything. So I found out she was a swinger. I found out, all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, so I understand about sexual
mothers.
It's
a little traumatizing, you know.
I suppose, depends what age you're at.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, now
I guess at any age, if you find out about your parents' sexuality, it's just kind of like, yuck, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to think about it.
Yeah, my mom's at the... Like, she's always sort of talked to me on an inappropriate level. Love you, Mom. But in the last, like, 10 years, she's become real... You know, my dad and her split when I was 11, and then she didn't date for, like, 10 years. Mm-hmm. But so now she tells me about, you know, her sex life.
Mm.
And the weird thing is I feel like this role reversal, because I'm like... I hope you're using condoms, you know? And she's like, don't be ridiculous, Danielle. He's not a sailor. Like, she's from a different era. And I'm like, yeah, but he smokes crack.
You can just come on her face and all will be well.
Yeah, yeah. Right? She definitely does some funky stuff, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So what's that love of coming on your face? I mean, what does it do for you?
Well, really, it's like what Sherry said, is that the guys that like it, it turns them on so much.
I see. Okay.
That it's like, it's almost like giving a blowjob.
Yeah.
Like, giving a blowjob is my favorite thing in the world because,
me too.
Yeah, thank you. I love you. Because it's our performance, it's our calling card. It's like, you know, a vagina is a vagina, and, like, you know, you can spice sex up and stuff, but I consider a blowjob like a work of art, and it's like, and it's like, it comes from the heart, you know, it's different for different people. Sometimes I want to get it over quickly. Sometimes I want to take a long time. And coming on the face is sort of in that same genre where it's like, you see them getting so much pleasure that you're just like,
And it's also like, the finale of your performance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is. I mean, you're doing this whole show and you got the eyes going, you got the talk and you got it all, and you're taking your time. And then by allowing them to do that, it's like the fight is like the encore.
Right.
Almost, you know what I mean? It's like the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's very like porn, you know? So you're like, you know, you can pretend the cameras are on you or whatever.
Oh yeah. Like, when I'm looking up a guy, and I'm going down on him, like, there's still a camera right there.
Of course.
I'm always performing.
Of course.
I'm an actress. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you started at an early age. I mean, how did you discover you weren't, like, touching yourself at stuff, right? You were probably rubbing against pillows.
Yeah, which is oddly still the way I masturbate.
Really?
It's very weird because I started
hot,
so early.
Yeah. So you don't really like touching yourself? I mean, you'd rather...
I do when I'm either around another guy, like around another guy.
Like, how am I around?
I'm a guy. When I'm around a guy, yes, I will digitally masturbate. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've ever come. Okay, that's not true. If I'm having sex, I have made myself come with my fingers before.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm like, okay, you're not doing anything. But no, when I'm by myself, no, it's just rubbing and grinding and
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Because that's my comfort.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what you're accustomed to. That's how you started it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm really, like, turned on by someone, like, I've got, like, some kind of sexual text message thing going with them, or we're having phone sex, like, that's different. But, like, when I'm, like, it's like a release, you know? So when I'm going to sleep at night, or I'm, like, you know, stressful in the middle of the day, that's my go-to.
It helps.
But what do you do, like, if you're out in public? Because sometimes I've, you know, gone into a public restroom and had to take care of business. Like, are you rubbing yourself against the wall?
No. I rub it against my knee. Like, I sit in a certain position.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Against, like, my ankle, I guess. It sounds so weird.
Wow.
I actually have a long-term injury in my left knee from, like, masturbating in a weird way.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, can you come just without touching, just kind of rubbing your legs together?
Oh, that's the way I come the easiest.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
I don't know that a lot, but I know some women can do that.
Yeah, it's...
That's amazing. So then you can do it anywhere you are.
It's great, but there's downfalls because... it took me a long time to actually, in some, it's difficult to figure out how to show a guy what to do to me.
Can you put your knee
yeah,
there?
I'm like, hey, can you put a pillow between my legs and just watch? That's difficult, but we've worked around it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you like to receive oral sex, I assume?
Yes, yeah. I do. Yes.
Does that do anything, though, for you, since you're more about the rubbing? It seems like that would be, like, a little too gentle, maybe.
Good question. Yes. It is difficult for me to come from oral.
Yeah.
But I do really enjoy it because, it feels fantastic.
Right.
Mm. And a lot of times, you know, it turns the guy on. But for me, it's been very few and far between that I've had an orgasm through oral. But yeah. I have had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, how many guys have you been with?
A few. Yeah.
It's still, that's like an age question with women. Like,
is it
about
really?
Asking like an age. I mean, I think like no matter how open and sexual you are.
I just think that women, it'd be like the easiest for them to come from oral sex.
No, it's actually difficult for me too.
Really?
But I think that's more of a mental, like, and relaxing and wanting wanting to get him to stop so I can suck his dick.
Exactly. Like, you know what? And I want to add to that. I don't drink anymore. And when I used to drink, you know, when I would do drugs or drink, it's like, yeah, I could come, whatever.
Yeah.
But oral now sober, it's like, it is such a challenge for me to not be like, you know, it's so in my head. Like, did I leave my keys in my car? Is the toaster on? Do I smell bad? Like, I'm like, that's tough.
Yeah, I see.
So I'm working on that because that's very neurotic.
Yeah,
I'm trying to stop drinking while I have sexual intimacy. Like,
why?
Because I've only had it that way, and I feel like I should, you know.
Don't.
I know.
Let me tell you right now.
I know. It's so fun. No, but it shouldn't be the only way you can have sex, though.
Are you in a committed relationship?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, usually,
if I was, then it wouldn't be difficult, probably, because I'd know at that point that he already, like, loved me the way I was and all that, you know.
See, I'm the opposite. When I get into a relationship, after like 3 or 4 months, I have to drink to be able to have sex with them because I have intimacy problems. Uh-huh. So I'm like, this is too intimate. You're looking at me in the eye and I can't handle that. But I can go into my performance mode like up until like 3 or 4 months into it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, Sherry. I have to say, as a sober person, like, God, that's what alcohol is for.
You know what? I'm not quitting drinking.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, but, you know, we've been talking about it the last few days on the show, is that for me to be intimate, like, for body issues, I have to drink so I can feel comfortable with myself. Not sex, but, like, with myself. And I need to get to a point where I don't have to do that anymore. But as far as, like, having drunk sex and stone sex, like, that's the best
stone
sex out
is
there.
The best.
Oh, my God. Well, that's when the real porn star comes out.
Yeah, me too.
Alcohol and weed is just forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
There's miss pot so much
Nothing
for
like
that.
It. Really?
No, nothing.
Also, you have to stay sober from that as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm
really?
Sober, like, friend of Bill sober, if you
really?
Guys know what that means.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
Bill W.
That's right.
Okay. Do you know who that is?
Bill W?
Yeah.
The former... No, I don't.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Yeah.
I was, you know, it just went through my head.
Well,
I was about to say the former president because I was thinking George W. And I was like, before you speak, think. I'm not very intelligent.
No, it's not. It's
good that you haven't had to deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for alcoholics.
Yeah, it's the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, okay. Right. I mean, I know people who belong in it. I don't.
Yeah.
That's
well, everyone belongs in it.
Let's hope you don't have to go.
Yeah, don't. Get sober. Yeah. But no, I'm just kidding.
How long
have
you been sober?
Next month will be 6 years.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I bet you miss it though, huh?
Oh, like, well, I only miss it
sex.
For sex.
Yeah.
And actually, I could give up alcohol completely. And alcohol was my thing. I mean, that's what took me out.
Yeah.
But pot was the one thing that I didn't take advantage of enough at the time. That's the one thing that gets me out of my head enough where I can really have, like, I could have, like, multiple orgasms on
pot.
Totally. And so I'm actually considering, I'm in the works of trying to figure out, now that pot's becoming, like, so pseudo legal.
We just talked about that. I was gonna say, it's gonna be legal.
I'm trying to figure out if there's a loophole where I can get a prescription for pot for sex.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which I know right now that the program would be like, No.
Yeah. Right.
But we'll see.
You
just walk in with a limp.
Exactly.
Like,
just walk in there with
anybody can get a prescription.
Right. But I mean, I think that the AA program would be like, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, maybe they wouldn't think so. Yeah, they wouldn't think so any way possible. In other words, it doesn't matter what excuse you give them. The thing is, if you're looking to be sober, clean and sober, then you don't do anything.
That's right.
Well, then maybe they'll tell you need to go to SA.
Been there, done that.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Really?
Would you think that you'd be able to smoke pot and not drink? And it's really smoking pot? Okay.
Correct. Yeah, I do. Well, that's what I think. I also have the mind of an alcoholic,
right.
So I tell myself things.
But right, gotcha.
I actually probably wouldn't smoke pot because I think that'd be too much
you
of a trigger.
Eat a brownie.
Maybe like eat a brownie or they have like Jolly Ranchers or something that would just, you know. But I also don't have 5 hours to spare. I mean, very rarely am I going to have 5 hours to have a fuck session, you know, and that's how long pot takes me down.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you find yourself like now having, well, you've been having sober sex for 6 years now, so you're probably used to it at this point.
No, it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's probably how you got started, huh? I mean, did you smoke pot when you were like early in life?
I started smoking when I was like 15 or 16.
Yeah, I mean, that's about the time you probably started having like action.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, I lost my virginity at 14. But that was pretty much. Yeah,
so it's just that you've gotten used to always having sex when you're high. So that's why it's hard.
Well, I think it's also, there's it's a body experience so that, I mean, there's a reason why a lot of people use sex and drugs together. I mean, they're kind of like chocolate and peanut butter.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, coke and anal are like, you can't, I don't even know if you can separate them. I've never been able to. Yeah. I haven't had anal sex in sobriety. I'm
really?
Terrified.
Yeah.
No one can have anal sex in sobriety.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Unless,
right?
Again, they're Asian. You're with an Asian guy.
Then oh, yeah, of course. And
Asian.
I would never be with an Asian guy.
Me neither,
yeah.
So.
Really?
Done
why
deal.
Is that?
Too
that
small.
Too
small, too
okay.
effeminate.
Too
smart.
Too Asian.
Too much money. Too much of a provider.
Sorry to the Asian listeners out there.
Oh, well,
they get such a bad rap, but they get Asian chicks.
That's
oh yeah.
True.
So they've got the hot. That's the rub about being Asian is that like okay, white girls won't be with them, but they get the number one priority for the hottest genre of girls, which
that's
is Asian
true.
Girls.
They
right.
do, and they don't seem to be very picky either. You know,
yeah.
They'll go with any guy.
Yeah,
well, they have slanted vagina, so they can.
Only, I right. see. Is that what it is?
You can only okay. put certain people inside them. I don't know.
Okay.
Someone needs to tell me that. That's why I liked Asians, because they had slanted vaginas.
Yeah. I know, it goes around. It's
a joke.
I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's because they don't have like meaty pussies. Like they have really like tight, not inside so much, but like, well, probably.
Yeah.
But like, you know, they're small.
Right. and that's why the men are small. You know, I mean, it has to fit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Plus, they're hot, and some cultures are subservient, and they've got very soft skin.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's
they're hot.
True. Yeah.
And according to porn, they still wear like grandma panties.
Oh my God.
They do. Like when I watch like Asian porn, like the women are always like in these white cotton panties, like, you know, and I think it's part of the whole submissive type thing.
The
like
fantasy.
They're still like young schoolgirls almost.
Oh yeah, they love schoolgirl porn.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, not real schoolgirls, but they look like it, you know.
Right. Yeah.
They're dressed in those outfits.
Even
in,
like
and
in
stuff.
The Japanese anime and stuff, they always have them like in schoolgirl uniforms and stuff. I used to get so off by like sex cartoons.
Really?
Yeah, like I used to be really into it.
When are they going to change the schoolgirl outfit? Because it's clearly it's now a stripper outfit, porn
right.
outfit.
Right, exactly.
But yet they're still dressing 8-year-old eight-year-old girls up in it. It's like, hey, archdiocese, do you maybe want to change it to pants
that's
or
true,
something?
And the other day I saw some girls coming back from school and they wear those dresses,
and
but they're short.
Right, and don't
they're
you
really
now
short.
Seeing so much like strippers and then porn with like schoolgirls? Don't in some weird way? I'm not saying you're turned on, but you like you look at these school like normal schoolgirls and think sexually.
Yeah,
of course, Sam.
Yeah.
Of course you're turned on. It's not even in a weird way. It's a trigger. It's like I just
Pavlov's
jerked
dog.
Off to that.
Yeah.
I got in my car and now I'm driving past Marlboro High School and there's girls wearing the same. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They've got to change it. It's like, get out of the darkness. Like, know that you've dressed your kid as a stripper. Even though you're paying like $20,000 for their education. Like,
right.
you've dressed your child
when you
as
see
a stripper.
And there are girls that go to private school that like now, like, you know, they even try to tie their shirts
oh,
up
of course.
And stuff. And they're trying to like look like strippers
really?
In their school uniforms.
Wow,
I'm
that's terrible.
Like, really?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm
like,
concerned
that's
with
terrible.
That.
Terrible.
No.
Yeah, no. It's because, I mean, they see the Britney Spears and the videos and stuff, you know, with her in that uniform. And so now it's like a sex thing out there.
Right,
it's like, you know,
right.
Yeah.
Well, a sex trigger.
They're putting it out there, you know.
Yeah.
All the sex thing going on in high schools and shit, you know.
Yep.
I mean, they don't give a shit, man.
Yeah.
The kids today, they'll do anything.
We
know?
Are breeding a huge generation of sex addicts.
Of course.
Yeah,
and I am
totally.
Very
we
happy
have been,
to
I
have
think.
Some company.
Yeah.
I know, and I just said whores. I was like, yay, more of them. I don't feel so alone.
So let's talk a little bit about your website. How did that come about?
I Actually, I was hanging out with a couple of my comic friends, and we were talking about sex, and one of my friends was like, you know, you should do something. You should do like what do you want to do with this? And I was like, really, I'd like to have a talk show where I talk to people about sex. And so through different development, you know, fleshing out ideas and stuff, we came up with the idea to interview stand-up comedians about their sex lives. And we did. We shot 10 episodes at the Pleasure Chest.
Mm. I love that place.
Yeah, it's great. And they were so kind. I mean, they're fantastic. Go to the Pleasure Chest. They're awesome. And we shopped it to, like, comedy.com and a couple different places, and no one would touch it.
Right.
So we decided, you know, we're going to do our own thing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do more of it, but we didn't have the time or the money to, like, coordinate more interviews and stuff. So we just started doing the webcam thing from my bedroom. I actually had done a movie review for Twilight in that format for my friend's show, mm-hmm. and they loved it so much. They were like, this is what we want you to do. Do it from bed. And so I actually have a producer for the show, and he edits all the videos and, like, you know, tells me which direction to go in. And so, yeah, so it's been, we've got an overwhelming response. I mean, it's weird because I teeter the line between, like, you know, it's not porn,
uh-huh.
you know, and I'm not taking my clothes off, but I still get those people who are like, you know, emailing me like, you know, can I show you my dick blah blah blah. So
well, no, I mean, I've gotten some pretty perverse emails, yeah. like not like terribly over the line, but just from talking about what I like on this show. So, yeah.
Do you like it when men send you pictures of their penises?
No,
yeah, I've yet to meet a woman that likes it, and men do it all the time.
Well, let me amend that. If I am interested in the guy, absolutely.
Exactly. Right.
But as much as you love cock, like, right? You don't just like seeing a stranger's
I don't want
dick.
To see a floating dick. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I definitely do not. But, you know.
Yeah.
If I like a guy, like, there was a guy I was talking to once, and I was like, I don't know if I'm interested in him, and he texted me a picture of his dick, and it was enormous, so I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes
and
it,
you
it
will
helps.
Be soon, too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But, so that's kind of how it happened, and, you know, we've gotten some, I've gotten more interest on the industry side from this little show that it cost nothing to do than I've ever gotten from my stand-up.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that to you before, because you were saying about thinking about changing your act, and I'm like, no, if you go from your truth, like, there will be a niche and, like, a place for you to put it, and it'll become successful by just, like, following. I mean, it's your passion.
It's my passion. I mean? And it's taking a while. I mean, part of me says, like, you know, any job you have to do things you don't want to do in order to get ahead. And so I thought, you know, I'm trying to try out more observational stuff. I get such a great response from the sex stuff that it's like, it's hard to go back and be like, MySpace is crazy, right? And people are like, huh. And it's like, it's hard to do that. But I'm trying because, one, I want to have more time. Two, I want to be able to open for people. And nobody wants to open for, like, you know, the dirty comedian, because it takes the audience in a direction that a lot of comics can't follow. Unless you're like Doug Stanhope, and, you know, I'm not opening for Doug Stanhope. So, so it's like, I'm trying to do new stuff. It's not really working that well, but, you know, I'm trying.
I'm excited to check out this website. Like, as soon as I get home, I'm getting on it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. It's just, it's honest. It's not, you know, I'm not trying to get guys off by talking about stuff. Although I do get emails a lot that's like, I just came to your video. And I'm like, really? Why? There's so much other porn on the internet, you know? But
some people like, I think, that closeness, that intimacy more than just porn, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it's also a real person, too, talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you know? They're accessible,
exactly.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you, like, because I would talk openly about it, like, on when MySpace was in the day, and, like, and I would have open conversations with guys in emails, and we would just talk openly, what do you like? And this one guy, I had to end up, like, blocking him and reporting him to MySpace, because he used to tell me that he would, like, look at my pictures and, like, masturbate to him, but he sent me a picture of my face on his monitor and his cum all over it.
Oh, my God! Wow.
And I was like, and I was so grossed out by it, but like 6 months later, I was like masturbating to the thought of it.
Of course. But when
in
it's
the
right
moment,
there,
I was like, oh God. And he would like send me pictures, like different pictures, like face shots of me, like with them. I was just so grossed out by that.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, over the line.
Yeah, that is too much.
Guys
that is
do
too
crazy
much.
Shit.
Well, because, you know, and then like the dating thing, like being able, like, crossing a line, like having conversations and wanting to be able to talk so openly about sex, because I think we should be able to, and then men immediately thinking, like, because you're talking about it, that they're going to be fucking you later.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is like the story of my fucking life,
yeah.
You know?
And, then,
and And, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I mean,
but when you're putting it out there, you know,
but,
I mean,
but what? But putting what out there? Like, talking about how you like it and just having conversation about it doesn't mean that you fuck on the first night. It doesn't mean you're going to fuck on the in the first month.
No, but it means she loves sex. So right? maybe guys are trying to cash in on that.
Of course. And there's nothing wrong with that. But don't – I think men think that we're hitting on them. Because I'm not I don't talk about sex like, oh, yeah, that's the way I like it. I just like – I'm like literally talking about it like I'm talking now.
Right.
And it's very matter of fact. And I won't even be like – I like it when a guy, like, I'll just talk about it in third person almost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, men think that makes me easy or whatever. And, you know, I have been easy,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm going to fuck who I want to fuck. It's nothing to do with, you know, I don't know. It's just, I'm like, come on, guys. Like, if I was really that sexual and I would fuck you right now, you think I'd be even sitting here with you? I'm a girl. I can just walk into a room and be like, who wants to fuck?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
But don't you have, like, the side, like, I mean, you love sex and dirty and everything, but you still want to be treated like a lady at
Absolutely.
The same time. And I'm saying, I think that's what they don't get.
Yes.
Is that, you know, like, I go on dates and they know how sexual I am and they just want to, like, talk about all this dirty stuff, which is great and all, but I'm also still a lady and I still want to be respected. And I know it's hard to keep that line when I talk about the things that I talk about, but it's just matter of fact, like, I'm talking about something else because it's a passion of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want them to know who I am as a person.
Yeah.
But, yeah, exactly. I want relationships. I want respect and intimacy.
Until the fourth month, and then you're like...
Right, and then I'm done.
Yeah. You're getting drunk.
Yeah.
What's the longest relationship you've been in?
A year and a half. Actually, I had, like, an off and on for, like, 2 years.
Really?
But, yeah, but straight a year and a half. And it's really... Really, more like a year that I stretched out for another 6 months because I was like, I can't have another year relationship.
So, by your own admission, you have like intimacy issues and things like that.
Yeah, pretty hardcore.
Commitment issues.
Yep.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's a multi-layered onion, Sam. But simply put, I think I would say that I am a very sexual person. Monogamy is hard for me. I think it's as hard for me as it is for any guy.
Right.
And there, you know, some women don't have problems with monogamy. I have a lot of problems with monogamy.
Mm.
So if I'm with a guy and I'm monogamous to him, what happens is I put him under like a magnifying glass, and it's like if he is not meeting every single one of my needs, then
you're
like
looking for a way out.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. You know what I mean? And who knows what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Like, if I'm afraid of commitment because, you know, my dad left when I was 11 or I was really hurt really bad by one relationship or whatever the issues are, it's like a perfect storm that ends up happening, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to work on that in terms of, like, when I get into a relationship, keeping my expectations low, trying to be vocal about my needs, picking my battles, that type of stuff.
Right. I mean, does it bother you that you're like that? I mean, do you want to have a long relationship?
Yes. Yes, I do. I don't really believe in marriage, but I would like to be in a relationship that may as well be marriage.
Right.
You know, like a partnership.
Right, right.
You know?
So you'd have to give up all this sleeping around and stuff, though.
Well, I don't really sleep around anymore.
Since
I've been sober, no. I mean, I'll have one-night stands here and there, but I mean... Considering the amount of sex that I turn down, like, I feel like I'm a really good percentage.
I feel like I'm a virgin these days.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
no matter how many men I've slept with in the past, I'm like, I'm an angel.
Yeah.
It's all the sex you turned down.
Yeah, it's seriously. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I normally have sex within a relationship now. And then occasionally I'll have, like, you know, some flings here and there, but it's not like it could be.
Right.
And I'm not sure I want to be in a monogamous long-term relationship. I mean, I haven't seen an open relationship work.
Mm. No, open relationships don't work.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. I haven't seen one work.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. I guess I need to get to a place where I'm with a guy where I feel like we have enough of a connection where I'm okay with giving that up.
It'll happen in its time. You know, I mean, it's just you probably have to get it out of your system first.
You know? You're married, right?
Yes.
So do you have a problem? Like, do you struggle with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
But it's not overwhelming to the point where you're like sitting in your car and beads of sweat are coming down your face. Or
no,
like
but when
thing.
I see hot chicks, I want to cry sometimes.
right.
I love you.
Right.
Well, I get really angry that I don't have them.
Right. Right. No, I get that, and it's always going to be like that, and I have to accept that the guy I'm with is going to feel that way.
Yeah.
No matter how hot you are, there's
but
always going
to
be
hot. But not all of them.
Hot.
I don't think all of them
no,
are
No, I
like
think
that,
every man, know? Like you say, I mean, and I think everybody always looks at somebody else, but it's realizing what that quick moment will do and, like, what you actually have at home.
Right.
And, like, I mean, you have to, like, actually sit and talk it through in your head. Why am I going to be faithful? Why am I going to be faithful?
Yeah, I you know? Well, the weird... Here's the thing, is that I... That beginning part of a relationship or sexual encounter that is so intense and so heightened, I'm kind of addicted to that. So I'll never have that at home.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And so it really is, it's not like I could never see myself being like, I have such a great thing at home. I don't want to do this. I look at them totally separately.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like a lot of guys do. They're like, this is sex. This is not my wife or whatever. And I'm kind of like that with too. So I don't know, you know.
Here's a good question, because a guy and I were talking about it the other day. You know how, like, you know, you try to keep, like, spice alive in your relationship long term, and you come up with new things. I don't think there's anything that you can do to bring about those first, you know, those first dates and all that excitement.
Yeah, no,
I don't
there's
think
no.
there's,
nothing you
and
do.
And I think that's what's so exciting. As I was talking about the guy I was on a date with, it's like, what do you do, like, to keep, like, this spark and this, like, fun, you know, if you want to be in a long term relationship? You know, you can always keep sex exciting and change it up and wear costumes or whatever it is that you want to do.
But the butterflies
go on vacation,
in your
yeah,
belly,
like
yeah.
that, you know,
no,
yeah.
it's not. And that's the thing. It's like, if you, some people have been in a relationship so long they don't remember what that's like.
Right.
My downfall is that I have indulged so much in that new thing, is that that's like, I love that. It makes me feel alive, and I don't know that anything is worth giving that up. I've yet to find that.
Mm, yeah.
Wow. So
you just like that feeling, and you want to experience it over and over.
Yes, yeah. But I will say that 95% of the time, those feelings are either unrequited or, you know, like, it's very hard for me to find somebody who is on the same page as me mm-hmm. and, like, can indulge in those feelings with me. Like, a lot of times, like, the guy pulls, like, he's just not that into you and he's blowing me off.
But, see, from a psychological standpoint, it sounds like that you, like, enjoy, and not that enjoy, but, like, from childhood type thing, like that victimhood or whatever, like you're used to, like, and it's like, it's a secure mm-hmm. to be on the other end and, like, feeling bad for yourself at the end of it. You know
probably,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like that,
absolutely.
So you keep repeating that same pattern over and over again.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, and I'm trying to change that,
yeah.
you know, but I hit a bottom in relationships. I don't want one right now mm-hmm. at all. And so I haven't had sex in like 5 months. And so now I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, okay, you know, what am I going to do? I don't want a relationship, but I do want sex.
Yeah.
So I need to find, I've got to find a partner that is on the same page as me, who's mm-hmm. like, this is going to be just sex, but you're also going to be respectful towards me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Do you find yourself, like, as a woman, like, if you have sex with someone, do you get attached?
I do a little bit, but I've been through it so much that I can
separate it.
I can I can just work through it. I mean, I'll have a couple days on my couch, like, with that knot in my stomach,
right.
like, oh,
right,
okay.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's just like a hangover from ecstasy or something,
yeah.
where it's like, it's totally
worth.
You
know, it's going to go away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's totally worth that one night, you
right.
know? But yeah, of course I deal with that. Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And I try to tell myself when I'm going into it, you know, this is just sex. This is we're just having sex here. And so, like, that helps a bit,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
knowing, not having the expectation.
You see, a lot of people can't separate, separate sex from intimacy or love mm-hmm. or whatever, you know.
And they're
but
a healthier
I think
it's
a totally
person
different
for
thing.
It.
Yeah. I mean, with sex, you're just playing with another person, you know. It's like grown-up games, you know. That's what it is. I don't mean gaming like mind
right,
games.
Right.
But you just get to play, you know. You play with each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but, you know, women are, I mean, naturally more emotional and stuff. And even if you talk yourself into it, because I do the same thing, like, there's still that intimacy that there is still in that back of your mind about, you know, will we, is this, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
kind of thing. Like, even though you keep telling yourself that it's not, that it's not, that it's not, you know.
Not only that, what's wild is my really big pattern is I will go after guys who I psych myself into thinking I'm attracted to because I know I can control them.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, they're either, you know, not as good looking as me, or they're sexually inexperienced, or they're fat or whatever. And I'm just like, I feel sexy and powerful
totally.
With them. Yeah. So I will go after them and I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm riding that wave or whatever. And then 3 months into it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not even attracted to you.
Uh-huh.
This wasn't even about you. This was about me and my fucking enormous ego.
Well, I was
going
to say, like, too, about, like, the whole beginning and the butterflies. That's all about, like, someone
someone else making you feel hot and attractive and that whole like flirtation. So it's all like constantly about like feeding, you know, like your ego and right. your self-esteem and all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, I am really trying to work on getting validation in other places other than like my sexuality. Cause yeah. for so long, since I was a teenager, that's always been, you know, in my core belief system is like what I have to offer is sex mm-hmm. and my, you know, mm-hmm. looks.
Right.
And so I, even though I, you know, have a college education, I've had jobs and I have success as a comic and all those things, it's like I still get my number one validation from, you mm-hmm. know, sex and from men. And so I'm really trying to work away from that,
yeah.
but it's difficult.
Yeah. And especially when you give head so well. I mean, it's hard not
yeah,
to be validated for
exactly.
that.
But I mean, you've gone for 5 months. It's pretty...
Yeah, I mean, I've given blowjobs, but I just haven't had intercourse.
I see.
We just talked about that yesterday, if, like, blowjobs yeah. count as sex.
Yeah.
Do you count it as sex?
In terms of, in what? Like,
well, did you, if
like
you gave
cheating?
Someone a blowjob, would you say you had sex?
No. No. No, I wouldn't.
What do you think's more intimate, sex or blowjob?
Sex.
Thank you.
For
okay.
me. Yeah.
Well, no, that's fine.
I'll
but
blow
I,
fucking anyone.
But I still... don't you think anytime you touch someone's genitals and stuff or you do anything with genitals, it's sex?
Well, in a technical sense. But we're women.
Right.
You know, like, even if as
union.
Open... Yeah, as open as we are, we want to... do anything to avoid saying we had sex with someone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
we'll call our friends and be like, you know, we had everything
up.
But. We hooked up.
We hooked
yeah.
up.
Yeah. But if we had sex, then we have to cop to having sex. I mean, that's our last line of defense. Like, that's our last power play is sex.
Mm-hmm.
So the longest we can hold on to that, the better. So if we have sex with, if we have oral sex with you, we've still been really intimate, but we still hold
and
all the
cards. Number,
I
and
see,
our number stays
I
the same.
That.
As
okay.
soon as you have intercourse, your number goes up one.
I
yeah.
see, okay.
You know, you got to hold on to that virginity.
Yeah. yeah, there's still some of that old puritanical stuff in our DNA. You know, I'm hoping some people like me are you know, evolving, helping people evolve away from that. Like,
right.
I'm hoping that, like, in three generations from now, people won't even have that hang up.
Yeah,
yeah.
totally.
You know? But
well,
we
who
still
knows?
Do.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Boston, which is highly Catholic, which is why I was called a whore. It's like, if I wore a low-cut shirt in Boston, you're a whore, even though all these Catholic girls are going around, you know, sucking and fucking
mm-hmm.
everyone, but they don't talk about it.
Right.
They don't put it out there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
So. And so, yeah, I was just having a conversation. I mean, most women, I think, are highly sexual the way we are and think the same things. It's just not spoken about,
right,
you know?
Right,
right.
Yeah.
And
I
people,
mean,
like, my female friends who are just as big of whores as I am are so judgmental, you know? And it's like somehow, you know, rolling their eyes at me or being like, oh, my God, at me makes them feel like more like a good girl or something. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you don't know what you're missing out on. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
like,
what you tell them.
Yeah,
whores
I mean,
are us. Be a whore. Raise your hand.
Yeah, it's like, why, you know, you've got a power there. Why would you take the power away? I don't know.
Yeah.
And
and it's tremendous power as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're the gatekeepers. You know, you hold the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes I think you guys do too, though.
Oh, you guys totally do.
Yeah, like.
No, come on. I mean, just like you said, if you walk into a room, anybody would fuck you in a second.
That's not true.
But
there's
with
plenty,
a guy,
have
it's
you ever
not
been
like
around,
that, too.
Well, Do you feel like there's men that wouldn't have sex with you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think so.
No, there is. I'll tell you why, because it seems like on the status quo that would be the case.
Right.
But there's always the men who are like, want to go against the grain. Like, everyone wants to fuck her. I'm going to be the one who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
I'll never forget a couple last year.
Okay, but if you were with him alone in the room... He would fucking do it.
Last year, there was this guy who seemed to be after me. He was always flirtatious with me for 2 years. I was at the Boston Comedy Festival with him. And it's so funny because I actually talked about him on the air yesterday. Too. God, he's getting so many plugs. We were alone in the city. And I was like, let's make this happen, you know? And he was like, no, I don't want anything to do with it. And I was like, and I was literally throwing myself at him. Like, we were on the train and I was like climbing on top of him and he was like pushing me off. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
It happens,
I mean,
Sam. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are men, like, no matter how much they, you know, you would say, oh, men will sleep with anybody or anything. It's not true.
Mm. Yeah. And they, like, some guys are judgmental about how many people they think I've been with or, you know, whatever. You
a
know,
lot of it's
like,
intimidation, too.
Intimidation,
I mean,
yeah.
I have all, like, close guy friends and they say, Sherry, like, and I don't sleep with some of my friends. Well, I've slept with some of them, too.
Right.
But they say, you know, like, I wouldn't want to be with you because you sound like you know exactly, like, what you want and I wouldn't be able to live up to it. And I always say, my only expectation is that you show up.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know what I
that's
mean?
So like, true. There's guys, I mean, intimidation is a huge
huge thing, especially I have a really big problem with being men who have with men who have erectile dysfunction, you know, because and they don't have it necessarily with other people, but I think especially with this, with the website and everything, it's like my sex life is out there and they think like they're going to have to gear up and, you know, show up all these guys. And it's like, I've had so much bad sex, you know, and I have no expectations. It's not really about your skills as much as it about the experience with you and the, you know, you and the other person.
You got to have the chemistry there for sure, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Although I fuck guys that I don't have chemistry with.
Really?
Yeah.
But then it's bad sex, right?
Sometimes. If I'm feeling like, if the show is about me and I'm feeling like this is somebody I can be fully naked with and feel sexy, I can get on top of them, I can do whatever I want, then no, it's great because I'm calling the shots.
Right. Right.
But then again, it's like they're sort of interchangeable in a way because it's like it's not really about them.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's about making yourself feel a certain way.
Right. But then there's guys who ruin that experience too, who like, you know, they want to take control, or they don't. So many guys don't know how to talk dirty, which sucks. You know, and so there's also I was recently trying to get involved with this guy who just, you know, we hooked up one night, I blew him, and then he didn't call me for nine days. You know, and I would send him text messages, and I'd be like, you don't text me enough, you know, and then he would like text me some kind of thing about like, oh, I'm at school and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude,
some BS.
Yeah, like,
you always have time to do it.
Yeah, like, I have told you in not so many words that I am a sure thing. I'm going to fuck you. Like, I blew you twice, you know, like, this is on, you know, and he could not get it together to like, keep it, you know, if he couldn't see me during the week, fine, but like, keep it going over text, like, show some interest, set a date to hang out with me.
Right.
You know, and that is exactly what I can't deal with. Like, that's, to me, that's the disrespect. It's like, you know, I'm not asking to be in a relationship. I don't want you to take me on a date, but I just want you to show me that I'm offering you free pussy. Like, show me that you're interested.
Yeah.
At least.
Or at least say you're not and don't keep it like hanging. That's
exactly.
Like, the worst thing is like someone that will constantly throw you that one line text, you know, like to be like, I'm still here, but then they'll still never follow through. I'm like, just say you're not into me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Even though that is saying it, not so much, but like, leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly. Lose
but,
my number.
But you said you blow more for your pleasure than for them, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I blew him for her.
Give me a blowjob is for their pleasure.
But I get a lot of pleasure out of it. It's not like a one-sided thing. But it's like, to me, that's like, I blew him because, I don't know. I mean, I just figured like we'll have sex later or something.
Right,
you know, that was like the precursor.
Right. But it's still sort of an expectation you have, you know, maybe he didn't look at it that way, you know?
Look at it way?
In a way where he needed to follow up on this.
Yeah, so maybe he was like, all he needed was the blowjob.
Or not that he needed, but maybe that's all he expected in the first place.
Was a blowjob.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe he didn't expect to be in touch with you or anything.
Rim, and clearly that is the case. And so that's fine. I'm not angry with him. I'm just not going to return his phone call.
Right.
Like, he called me.
Either that or just wait until the second date and find out that the guy's interested in more than just that, and there's probably a chance he's going to call you. You know, but if you're putting it out there and that's the first thing you do, it's like you gave away the milk already.
Well, but the thing was, is that I had already had a conversation with him and I said, look, I'm not interested in a relationship with you. I'm interested in a sexual relationship, you know, and he even said, he was like, well, maybe we should take it slow and see if we really like each other. I'm like, I don't really know that I can do that or want to do that at this point. And so, you know, in my mind, and yes, it's an expectation, but in my mind, it's like, we're going to have a sexual relationship. So it's on like Donkey Kong. Like, you know, like in my opinion,
this is what it's about.
This is what it's about. So, I mean, I get it. Like, he hit me up when he wanted to hit me up. You know what I mean? But, but if you're hitting me up 9 days in between,
that's too long.
That's too long. And therefore, I'm glad you're calling me when you want to. I no longer want to play with you.
Right.
You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
I just want to say this one thing about the giving away the milk, because you hear this for years and stuff. And it's always something that drove me crazy, because I know relationships that had sex the first night and are together years later.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it depends. Doesn't it depend like just really the two people that are involved and like if there really is something there or not.
Yeah.
Like you sleep, you know, with them too soon, you sleep with them too late. Like,
but that's the key. You said when they had sex on the first time, to her it doesn't seem like sex. She says that, you know, oral sex is not sex for you.
No, that was like, yeah, I'm not going to have sex with you tonight.
Right.
But
let's do whatever else, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
I mean, I probably would have. It just didn't go in that direction.
Yeah. I just think we define it differently. You guys think having sex is the intercourse itself. Mm-hmm. But to me, having sex is everything that has to do with sex.
Well, what does label matter? I mean, so...
No, it doesn't matter as label. It's just what we're calling it. I think that's the meaning that we have for it, you know?
Right, right. And but still, even though I blew him, but he still hasn't been inside my pussy, I mean, I think he would want to text me for that.
Right, so you had partial sex. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's still something more to be done, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, it's all an ego thing. Like, you did it, she wasn't, like, begging for you, and you're
exactly.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Right. I know it's an ego thing. Yeah. A sexual relationship is an ego thing.
Right, totally.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, yeah, you didn't stroke my ego. I'm insulted.
9 days later,
I'm moving
fuck
on.
You, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
there you go. Well, you definitely have to come back because we still have a lot to talk about and stuff. And we are out of time. The website, of course, is itsjustsex.tv. And we're talking to Danielle, of course, highly sexual woman. And she's on the market, no?
Yes, I am on the market.
For sex, though.
Yes, for sex.
For sex only. Oh, my
but
God.
I'm very picky.
How can we deal with that?
Yeah. We're going to be getting lots of mail.
Yeah.
How terrible is that? She's only open to sex.
But I'm picky. That's the thing. I'm very picky.
You should be.
Which is like, you know, that's kind of the downfall. Like, I'm
one last question.
Women.
Have you been with women?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Serious.
That's the next visit.
Okay, we'll leave that for next time.
That's the next visit. Yeah. I can't imagine that she wouldn't be. You've probably done just about anything. Thanks again, Danielle.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. And on short notice as well. We really appreciate that. Sherry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Sherry in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question or comment for the show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Sherry in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.